we've learned anything from these past couple of years, my fellow Americans, it's that personal medical freedom and liberty are in crisis. America Out Loud Pulse brings together the top experts in healthcare-related fields to keep you a beat ahead.
Hey, everyone. Wow, what a week it's been. We've had the Arizona governor race and everything that happened with that. There's just so much going on. And my son, my oldest son, JJ, he's 31 years old. He just stopped by for my birthday and we started having a conversation and I said, well,
do a radio show.
Let's do a radio show. And let's talk about it. I mean, let's just get into it.
I mean, the biggest thing is, at least for me, I've seen you so closely involved with Carrie mm-hmm. and with her entire campaign. But the funny thing is you've never been involved at all, really, in politics other than just kind of being informed on your own to just make an educated vote, and that being it.
And that was it. Absolutely. It was me saying I perform my civic duty by going and voting, and that's where it ended. You're right.
So why Carrie for you? Because I know, at least for me and for like my friends, and I mean, I bartend now, but I was working as a medic for last 4 years, busiest hospital system in Arizona. And regardless, like my age group, I would say is anywhere between like 18 and 36 years old. But when I have just, you know, your normal day-to-day conversations with people, mm-hmm. nobody can really adequately like back up why they support their Democratic candidate, rather than they just don't like the conservative candidate, the Republican candidate.
Right.
So rather than hearing somebody go on about the accolades and the accomplishments of somebody else, it's more so they're going along with somebody that already goes along with the status quo, as opposed to somebody that wants to come in and change that.
Right. And you know what? Typically, those voters vote generationally. They really don't change their mind from one generation to another. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that, you know, you see that. But, what happened for me was going into basketball in Tucson this week and being in downtown Tucson.
You went there for a large basketball tournament.
Like, yeah, how many, for Benjamin, for a basketball tournament.
Like, how many kids?
Hundreds.
That would have never happened in a Democratic-led state. Think about that. Just before you even go into what woke you up about it, think about that. If you were living, let's just call it California, let's call it New York, let's think about, you know, the liberal extremes. They're not having basketball tournaments 2 years after the fact.
Well, that's true. So Tucson is highly Democratic, right?
Right.
And here I find
Pima, right?
Pima County.
Yep.
And we have a tournament. We had 9 to 10 o'clock, and then we had 3 hours to kill. So we went and found a breakfast spot right in downtown, mm-hmm. lovely little spot. And then we decided to go walk around the city. We must have walked like 2 square miles. And it just kept getting creepier and creepier. It was like,
what do you mean?
Homeless, people on drugs. Like they were all over the city. And I was like, why would people vote for this? How is this election with Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs, who she never came out of her basement, they say. She
campaigned to her base. What Carrie Lake did, and where I think like she doesn't get enough credit, Katie Hobbs campaigned to her base, to her supporters. Carrie Lake went on a ask me freaking anything tour because this is a job interview.
Right.
She wanted to debate her.
Yep.
And she refused. I mean, what? Project Veritas just came out with a video and their undercover journalist recorded her saying, I don't talk to people that I don't know about politics.
Right.
You're the governor or governor-elect. Right.
I mean, she gives this like Associated Press result.
AP called it.
I mean, yeah.
AP called it. Harry hasn't conceded.
Nope, she has not conceded. And
furthermore, as of however many hours ago, earlier this morning, when I was reading it, not only does she not concede, but she's assembling a legal team.
Right.
Now, for me personally, and I know most voters, mm-hmm. especially we all work, we all have our day-to-day job and our errands.
Or do we all work?
Yeah. I mean, jobs are, Joe Biden's had 700,000 jobs. So, yeah, we all have work. But you think about it, though, and it's like most people, including myself, we get our ballots sent in early and we can have early drop-off ballots. So I can fill my ballot out the way I want to, seal it in the envelope, go to my polling place or any polling place, drop it off in the drop box ballot, and just know that, come election day, my vote will be counted. Mm-hmm. But we also have a large amount of conservative people that don't have necessarily even faith in that alone, to where they feel like they need to do their civic duty and show up day of. That was what you did this year.
Yeah.
I put mine in early. I checked it. It was counted. It was verified. Great, as it should have been. They don't get an applause for doing something right. But for you, when you went there, or when you were talking to whoever else that you know that went on day of,
yeah,
was there issues? Was there lines?
There was lines. 20% of the voting machines in Maricopa County weren't tabulating. They weren't
the largest county in Arizona.
Absolutely. And they had
most populous, I should say. Not large, most populated.
Mm-hmm. And they had printer issues.
Well, the printer issue was something about the ink that was on the, but either way, issues.
Right.
Issues. To where we did not have an accurate or full faith in our counting in our tally system. And that's what Carrie Lake was literally campaigning on this entire time, amongst several other hot topic issues. But we need to restore faith. Because regardless of where you look at it, if this would have been the flip side, Carrie would have won.
And there were issues.
And there were any of these
issues. Right.
You mean to tell me that people wouldn't be up in arms about it and that it would have mainstream media attention?
That's the problem, is that the mainstream media isn't covering this. I mean, what Carrie Lake created was a grassroots movement of people that literally were awakened. I mean, it was a very young group. Most of us were like, 2020, when the government shut down, you know, we all were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So it was, she collected those like-minded people that stood on morals, that stood on their ethical principles, that had
a constitutionalist.
Constitutionalist. Well, hold on a second. I don't even know the Constitution the way I should. So I wouldn't necessarily call myself that. But what it did do was awaken me that I need to know my freaking constitution.
That's essentially what a constitutionalist is. People like to consider that, you know, they make it a synonymous statement where, oh, if you're a conservative, then you must be a religious fanatic. You must be somebody that, you know, believes in going back 40 years of governance and segregation, yada, yada, you're a white supremacist. Yeah, all these different labels that are attached to conservative. When it's like, no, we're constitutional. Mm-hmm. Meaning,
like, when it comes down to it,
God-given ordained rights that our forefathers recognized and put on paper when founding this republic,
mm-hmm.
that said, like, you know, free speech, no search and seizure,
free movement,
free movement.
I mean,
ability to protest,
ability to provide, to get, make
to bear,
money,
to bear arms,
and to bear arms and make money. They shut all of that down. So yes, I guess I am like a constitutionalist.
But that's in layman's terms, is that you just believe in the basic framework in which this country was governed and started on.
That's made it so successful. I mean, we've been governed under the hand of God. I mean, essentially, the United States is modeled after Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel is...
But now you get into historical things where people don't even understand because of what the public school system is starting to play.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly
where's right. civics? Where's just basic civics?
Yeah. No, you don't have that. And if you don't have the ability to speak up and have a freaking backbone, like we were talking
to utilize your voice.
We were talking a few days ago with Benjamin, mm-hmm. where you're like, he needs to know what he's physically capable of, right? He needs to know, like, if somebody steps up on him, how he's going to perform. What he can do,
yep.
what his ability is, and what fighter comes
up. How do you react in pressure situations when things are against you?
Right. Well, it's the same now, psychologically and spiritually. This nation is just, I mean, it's like, so now we don't have the ability to, or not the ability, but now we've abandoned moral principles, integrity. What will a person do when someone is not looking? Well, shoot, your whole eyes were on you. Your whole eyes, all the eyes were on you for the last 2 years because this has been so-called the narrative, right? It's popular to virtue signal for the last couple of years. So, like, you've done all of that, but how many stepped up out of that? How many stepped up in their faith to fight? How many answered the call to do that? And how many chose to live in this world and not live for the purpose that they were created for?
And that's why you back Carrie Lake.
There you go. And that's why I blew the freaking whistle. That's why I blew
the whistle. You know what I mean? But there was people that were called or felt their moral compass move. You relate that as to your faith and your religion. There's a lot of people that are either lost or uninterested in that faith or relationship with God. And you know what? Those people still felt something stir inside of them. And stepped out and been like, hey, something's not right here.
Right. And you know what?
Something's not. Pandemic.
Yeah.
Shutting the economy down. Taking away free speech. Adding misinformation out of context. Disinformation. Not allowing or having faith that your citizens are smart enough to wade through and do the research themselves to come to an educated understanding of what's going on.
Oh, you mean like as far as censorship goes? There's so many different things. But you have that
one blind.
Right.
For so many people.
And so what you're like here, what you're saying is that people knew, but they just chose not to do anything.
How many people do you know? How many times did you sit around the nurse's station or when I was in the hospital in the heart of the ER? How many times did we sit there and laugh about these restrictions and these mandates and sit there and be like, man, it makes no sense. On the box of masks that we're handing out to people says not for medical use.
Hello. I mean, I remember getting that 95 box and saying, look, guys, 0.3 microns. Google what a coronavirus is. Fear. I mean, just that, yeah.
Fear.
And they felt like, you know what? I'm just doing this for the greater good. I'm going to follow the majority like a bunch of sheep.
Trust in your government. And that has been shaken over the democracy. And some people will point to Trump about that. And this is how I why I respected Trump so much for running the first time that he did, and why I also threw my backing behind Carrie Lake, and I think her appeal to a damn near half the voters. I mean, it's not like more than that. I saw the support my own eyes.
Yeah.
But let's just call it for what it is right now and say that this is half the voters, and it is this razor thin margin.
Okay, then what do you think it was? You know what I think it was?
What?
Half of those voters, they were single-issue voters, mm-hmm. and they voted.
It was abortion.
And it was your age group.
That came out in
droves. 35 that came out in droves to vote against it.
And why? Because you think about my age group. We grew up having this narrative pushed on us that if we don't graduate from high school and immediately go get a 2 to 4 year degree.
Yeah.
The chances of you being able to earn a happy living wage
mm-hmm.
are slim to none.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So what are we? We are the most educated generation ever and the lowest paid. But what happens when you go to these universities that are liberal run. I mean, and just but just historically though, that is what universities are. And the purpose of it is to enlighten new ways of thinking and how we can propel ourselves forward. But it's also understanding what got us into issues in the first place.
Well, right. And I'm all for new ways of thinking. Sure. I'm all for like getting into sure. the human brain, right? And learning more about it. We don't know anything about the brain,
right?
Right. And so, yes, I would love those advances to happen, but you can't play God.
Right. No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And people and these people that are running the show right now are playing freaking God. You got the World Economic Forum, the globalists, all that. They have so much power, and they want to impose that on people because they're already up at the top, mm-hmm. right? They are already up here looking down upon us. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we need to kill people off. Hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead, finish it.
We need to kill people off. We have to change, you know, the climate.
There's just
situation.
So many things that they're
There's
pushing.
All these things that they're pushing. And they're pushing all of that, all under that. They
have
believe.
Your best interest in mind.
Yeah, like they're God. You know what I mean?
We know better.
They don't know better. And they don't look up to any God.
So,
and so now when you have people, you know, wanting to improve and find new ways of thinking, you have to determine what is the moral fabric. What's the moral fabric of the society? Is it people, you know, believing in God, raising their children like that? Or is that all abandoned? Because now that's all abandoned. We have, you know, we're supposed to say that, you know, transgender.
Men are women, women are men. That pedophilia is not a evil sin, but rather a mental disorder, and we should call them whatever the term is.
Yeah, not even admitted, like transgender isn't even, they don't even want to say that it's a DSM-5 anymore. That it's completely normal to think that you're at 4.
That you like to play with Barbie, so now therefore you must be a woman?
Yeah.
It's terrifying, but the allure, though, that I was talking about with Trump and with Kerry is the fact that, like, Trump came out and really made it apparent to a lot of Americans.
You know, let's touch on that, because I really want to get into that, right? But, you know, right now we have flu season among us. Every single person that we know has the sniffles, a cold.
It exists all of a sudden again.
All of a sudden, everybody, and nobody's really talking about it, and I'm okay with that. But what we do need to talk about are ways to boost your immune system. And, you know, and we have, I've been taking it for like a month. It's Healthy Cell, and it comes in gel packs. And
you told me.
Yeah, no, because I wanted to see how I felt.
First, yeah. Yes, I got you.
Trial
and error.
Trial and error. So anyway, I've been taking that. I've been taking their sleep supplement, the, you know, REM sleep, and it's so good. I've been sleeping so much better. So check that out. It's Healthy Cell gel packs, and they have it for vegan, multivitamin, sleep, stress.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. We know you because we are you. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. We are America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
All right, so we were talking about, what were we talking about? Transgender?
We were talking about a transgender Carrie Lake.
No, she's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I think she got half the men's vote just because of how she looked.
Let's talk about
Cooper. She's a strong woman.
Yes. That speaks well.
Speaks well.
But the thing that I brought up before, you know, we wound up going to break is that now coming back is the allure that Trump had the first time that he ran was the fact that he is exposed the corrupt political system on both sides of the aisle.
Otherwise known as the swamp.
As he called it the swamp.
Yeah.
You've got your, and now the new term is rhinos, people that are, you know.
There's a lot of them.
Right, there's, sure. But that's okay too. You got to understand, like, and this whole, and what, why I threw so much support behind Trump, for me, I'm registered libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
True constitutionalist, I believe everybody is judged on their own merits and should be responsible for their own pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, and I told you this year that I think I'm a libertarian.
A conservative libertarian.
Yeah, because I just, leave me alone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So,
people out and
have so many
wrong.
People that are upset at rhinos that are like, oh, this person claims to be a Republican, but why do they vote for abortion access? And it's like, well, somebody, because nothing is ever black and white. It isn't. There is good and evil, and that is the only thing that is black and white. Other than that, you sit here about talking about like abortions. Like, you can sit down with most people
mm-hmm.
and have a conversation with somebody, empathize, understand.
Yes.
Pray for, give your advice. But at the end of the day, that person's decision is their decision.
Correct.
And I believe the government has no part in that. Sure, I should have to say yay or nay, but our government does have a duty to protect life. So again, when you get into a conversation with somebody, it's like, well, people can have a board, like people are up in arms about Arizona. Arizona is one of the most conservative states in regards to abortion access. So after Roe v. Wade was overturned and the Mississippi state law wound up setting precedent for that case to be overturned, what Governor Ducey did was follow the course, and he said, we are now, instead of going from 22 weeks of abortion for any reason, mind you, for any reason, we're dropping it down to 15 weeks. And people were losing their minds. And I sit here and I think to myself, I'm like, now you can talk to most people, regardless of extremely liberal or Democrat versus extremely Republican. And most people can come to an understanding of being like, life is weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that can happen with it. There's a lot of evil in the world. There's a lot of mistakes that are made.
Yeah.
12 or like 15 weeks. That's almost 3.5 months.
Yeah.
You're telling me you can't make an educated decision?
That's right.
In 15 weeks?
You sit there and
people want to advocate for 32 week term abortions.
Well, California, Montana, and I think New York, all voted for abortion after birth. No, after birth.
Wait, no.
After birth.
No.
Look it up. Look it up.
No.
Yeah, after birth. Up to 2 days after birth, I believe.
So, late term
if they tried
abortion after birth. Yeah, I mean, sorry, guys. I just, that sounds absolutely insane. No.
Yeah, you know who you can look up, who always has good stuff, Root and Wings.
Yeah, no, I follow them on Instagram. They're solid, yeah. I just like following, regardless of if it's liberal or conservative, I like following people that post the links to where they find their stuff.
Yeah.
So I can do it myself rather than me having to take the word of Fox or CNN.
Right.
Show me where you got your information and allow me to make that, determination for myself.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. How late term pregnancy in each state allows abortion. Yeah. And you go through, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So
that was Axios.com for anybody that wants to do their own thing. And I know that's a liberal thing. All I'm saying is you can Google and just dig deeper yourself. I'm not your person that you need to research from, but I'll at least tell you where I found the information. That was through Axios.
Right, right. And then you have to read that information. Even if you are like, you know what, I don't trust that news source. Mm-hmm. What are they saying? You got to know your enemies. What propaganda are they pushing out? Because then
that pisses me off with my generation, being college educated. What is the one thing? I mean, you're a master's educator. You've got a higher education of learning than I have. For me, I have an associate's degree in emergency medicine. You have a master's degree in nursing. What is the main difference between having your associates, your bachelor's, and your master's? Knowing how to research, cite, and write papers.
That's it.
And knowing how to interpret research.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because your first 2 years of college is all your gen eds, your basics, like, I need to learn my math, my history, my cultural, whatever. Sure, that's 2 years.
Yeah.
Your bachelor's, you then learn how to research, formulate a hypothesis, and be able to know and say that I am an expert in this field. Then you get into your master's and it's like, no, this is literally performing experiments, large group studies, knowing how to interpret the data accurately.
Mm-hmm. And
so why is it that my generation, who is the most educated, has the biggest blinders on when it comes to taking things at face value.
Yeah.
And I,
because you've been indoctrinated.
And a lot of mass indoctrination, sure.
Yeah.
But also I blame a huge part of it is social media. And the reason I say social media is because how many times does somebody see a random meme that's like, oh my God, Joe Biden added 30,000 jobs. Doesn't have a link to anything. It's literally something somebody made on Facebook. It was like, Joe Biden had 30,000 jobs, and then that gets shared 30,000 times because people are like, oh, wow, that's amazing.
So you think that your generation
is
just captivated by memes, and they don't use the education.
Headline articles.
The education as the highest educated age group in this generation in this world,
we're the most educated generation to exist in all of humanity.
So what do they do? They removed critical thinking.
What do we not do anymore? We don't have civics and constitution, you know. Like, I remember for me when I was in seventh grade, I had to pass the constitution exam,
mm-hmm,
and be able to pass that before I even was promoted onto eighth grade.
Right, graduated. And then you didn't hear about it again.
Ever, I didn't. I haven't heard it. Has Ben?
He's in seventh grade.
In seventh grade. Okay, now, yeah, I know you pulled him out, and you're doing your own thing and instituting your
curriculum. He's going through the health
state. There's so many different things that you're doing. Private tutors, taking them on actual trips and learning hands-on, having a curriculum provided by whatever learning establishment. You just sit there and you think, like, okay, you're taking matters into your own hands. But, like, what are most seventh grade boys doing at school right now? Is there a constitution test?
No, I don't think they get that to eighth grade.
To eighth grade?
Yep.
Okay.
You get it once.
Once.
And then
you care about it. And then when you get into high school, we didn't have civics.
No. Nope.
We didn't learn about taxes and codes.
No. Nope.
I didn't learn how to, you know, start a business and create an LLC.
Yeah. Well, that was another thing that Carrie Lake ran on. She wanted to get
empowering.
And no, she wanted to get the trades back in high school because when they graduated 18, they could be making six figures a year.
Yeah. Because,
and they're needed.
What about, we need welders. We need linemen. We need people that keep this country going. Essential workers.
Well, you know what? We don't really need that if your plan is to kill off people.
No, at that point, we need more transgender women's studies.
I mean, it's nuts.
Speaking of like killing off the population, birth rates and declining. I blame a large part of the failed red wave because people are like, there's going to be like, people can't be happy with the state of affairs that it's in these last 2 years.
No.
They can't be happy with it. So logically, we got to have a red wave of conservative politicians elected because people are tired of it.
Right. That's right. Right. So what we did get through COVID, these red states, Florida, Texas, that Arizona, flourished. We got all of the people that fled those states. Right? Those freaking blue communist states.
Mm-hmm.
And they came here and voted the same way again? Do you think that happened?
Did they? Or were the Democratic candidates smart enough to know that they can run on a single issue such as abortion? Such as, because you know, there's a lot of people that really do understand on both sides of the aisle right now,
mm-hmm.
whether you have faith in our election system or you don't, either side of those, we do understand how dangerous that narrative is.
Absolutely.
Regardless.
Can you pull up those numbers? I think it was like, what
the birth rate?
Yeah, the birth rate. So in 2007, it looked like it got back to the baseline from where it was in the 80s.
All right, let's see.
And then
so birth rates in the US. Here you go. Here's the chart. And this is by, just so y'all know, macrotrends.net, but it's using information provided from 1950 to 1922, going off of the censuses that the country has conducted in that time frame.
Yeah.
But this is here. Go ahead. Here, look at it.
So on this chart, it looked like there was 63 births per 1,000 for the age group of 15 to 44. And in 1980, it was about 68. Then in 1990, it went up to maybe 71. And then it declined. And then it got back up to 68 in 2007. Okay, so over from 1980 to 2007, 27 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
It finally got back to 1980 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then since then,
so in 2007, like I said, it was 68.
Uh-huh.
And then in 2020, it got down to 56.
Right.
And all it did was just keep going down.
Decline.
And so what's interesting, though, is I feel like there's been a lot of births with your age group. So you're 31 years old.
Uh-huh.
I've seen so many of your friends.
I'm 31, not married, no kids, single. I have two dogs and a cat.
Yeah.
That is the
and your
large
mama.
Yeah, and my mama. But that's the reality for a lot of people my age. People my age aren't having kids and getting married and everything like that because,
but
one, it's just, you get, like, we've seen the failures of previous generations as far as people making it through unhappy, unsuccessful marriages and just grinding it out and being unhappy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
My generation.
Sure. Right. That's the same people that would get hired at a job and stay there for 25 years and think that loyalty to a job is something that's important.
Correct.
No, it's not.
Right. But that's what they think.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's a change in cultural shifts. But the crazy thing about the declining in the birth rates, though, and what I was talking about with you the other day, is that so you got to think, you've got the boomers. And the boomers are now dying off as far as their generation. Mm-hmm. The population is now
like
declining.
The Pelosi's,
The Pelosi's, the
Schumer's.
McConnell's. I mean, any of those old, like, come on. You shouldn't be 75 plus years old and still running this country.
Absolutely. How did
but
we
see,
get here?
But
that's,
that,
how
but, that, but that's not a partisan thing. You talk to anybody, any normal person that makes under $500,000 a year, every single one of you, Democratic or not, you ask anybody, should there be term limits on Congress? Everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they keep voting them in. They keep voting them in. So there you go.
But
I just that's another topic.
No, it's not. That ties right back into what I was saying, because it's like you start talking about like Trump and Carrie Lake and what they present to people that was so different. And it was the fact that they're exposing that, hey, yeah, the Democrats are screwing you over. Mm-hmm. But so are these Republicans.
Right.
So what has been the main narrative? Well, what has been the main narrative, though, ever since these midterms have started to wrap itself up? The main narrative has always been that Trump is the reason why the red wave never happened. All these Republicans are like, Trump is bad for us. It's like, you're damn right he is, because he's calling weak leadership out on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And is that dangerous to the Republicans? Yeah, it is, because now they're going to lose a lot. Now you've got your MAGA movement, this is what people call it.
Mm-hmm.
I just call it conservative libertarianism, people that actually value the Constitution. Trump is the closest thing we've ever had to a libertarian third-party candidate. He just ran under the guise of a Republican. He's not a Republican.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
And there's a lot of things that he did that we don't like.
Right. Vaccines, number one.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not firing Fauci.
Mm. Big one. Burks. All of them.
What happened with Epstein's list? You start going down these dark rabbit holes. But I, to give him credit, he exposed a lot of it to your layman people, myself included.
But then we're all like, okay, but where is it? How come nobody's getting tried for it?
Follow the money.
Well, that's the thing.
Money corrupts. Money and power corrupts. So it's like you have all these lobbyists, like, love them or hate them. I was going to say I'm just trying to pull this fact up. Love them or hate them, though, Bernie Sanders. Now, he's a Democratic socialist, and he's never changed his tune. He gets credit for that, because like him or love him or hate him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Since the 70s, he said, I am a Democratic socialist. But he's also made a lot of really good points.
Yeah.
We need to take lobbying out of people running for office. You can't mm-hmm. receive $100 million from some pharma corporation or some media corporation.
That's right. Yeah.
Your funding needs to come from your constituents.
From the people.
From your constituents. Yes. Who supports you.
Not the people with special interests.
Bernie Sanders raised almost as much as Hillary Clinton running off of his campaign of $27. You donate $27.
Right.
But people did. People did. People supported him. And what did the Democrats do? They took him the nomination away from him when Hillary was running. And then they took the nomination away from him when Biden was running. And what did Bernie do? He turns right around and supports both those candidates. Like, if that was me and you stole my nomination from me, and I clearly have the public support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And that's what they're doing for Carrie Lake right now,
right?
In my opinion.
Oh, that's exactly.
So, you know, when I want to discuss with you how your generation is going to change it. Like, what can we do to get these people, right, that voted this way, Democrat for an abortion or whatever? How can
single
we,
voter issues.
Single voter issues. How can we get them to help save this country? So I talked earlier about doing things to boost your immune system, but what happens when you're already feeling ill? You need to have something on hand. And if you don't, you can call my free or go to myfreedoctor.com and they will give you prophylactic medication or medication for a variety of easy to treat illnesses. That's myfreedoctor.com.
You say prophylactic?
Yeah, just in case.
Okay.
Like, just in case.
That's right. Okay.
Like, for example, you know, Benjamin came down with a fever the other day. And then I was like, oh, you know what? Here's some ivermectin.
Easy.
Easy.
Done.
Like, done. You know, and now he's
preventative.
Like, yeah. Well,
just in case he's and preventative.
Yeah, I don't, you know, because he's 13 years old and he's got a stellar immune system. I don't prophylactically treat him. But when he came down with that high fever, I didn't treat
get ahead
it.
Of it.
Yeah, I didn't treat it. And because, you know, you got to let your body,
and
Tylenol is not good at all. You know, it depletes your glutathione stores. But yeah, I gave him a dose of ivermectin and, you know, 6 hours later, I see him, I go check on him. How you feeling? He's like, oh, better. I mean, in his fever, it was high, like probably 104, 105.
And what's that place called?
MyFreeDoctor.com. They have treated over a few hundred thousand people in the last 3 years.
You got to text me a link when we're done with that.
Yeah. MyFreeDoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
So what do we do? What do we do? I mean, it looks as to me as though my generation, right, did finally for maybe the first time in their life become political because we saw like, oh my gosh, this is our future we're talking about. So what happened?
Your generation though is also coming into political power. So when I was talking about the baby boomers and all those people that are now like dying off and getting older and exiting the workforce and yada, 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 all of those people are leaving. Now the people that are coming into power are the ages of like
the 40, Lakes,
like the
DeSantis,
we'll call 40, it the
50s.
40 to 60s. Not even, I mean, 60 is young in politics.
Well, when you're
that's what I'm saying.
But
that's what I'm saying, though. That is young.
Wow. Like
politics.
Our boy, Biden, I mean, he can't even, he clearly has dementia.
Clearly.
And he has this entire time. And it's now we just laugh at memes.
Well, he's running with his handlers and Adderall, essentially, is what they're doing. They're trying to make him as focused as he can be when he's in front of the camera. And other than that, he has a cabinet of people that are running around him that are actually running the show. Sure, that's like anybody with eyes can see that. But those are the people that are now exiting office. I truly, firmly believe Biden will not be a two-term president. And the only reason is because of his age. If he was younger, more coherent, if he was the same Biden that he was when he was running or when he was vice president with Obama, sure. People loved him. He had the support. He had bravado and charisma.
People, they say people voted for him now when he was mentally declining, apparently, in 2019.
Again, I don't think people voted for him.
They voted because they hated Trump.
Understand the difference. Yeah. So what is... for my generation, in order for conservatives or libertarians or constitutionalists, however you want to classify yourself, like-minded individuals as our audience and as we are, is that you need to put together a more sane and and eloquent speaker. Say what you want about Trump, but that man is a terrible public speaker.
Yeah.
And say what you want about Obama. I can listen to him talk all day.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Lake, she had TV. That woman had bravado. She was quick with it. But what was her issue is that she was so aggressive. So aggressive in her campaign. And people love it. It energizes a base.
And then other people
base. But we're not, again, And it was the same thing I told you when you came out with your whole Project Veritas thing and your whistleblower and all this other stuff. It is not to talk and educate the people that support you and know who you are and are like, hell yeah, Jody, I've seen all the stuff. No. You're trying to reach the people that have no idea.
Right.
You're trying to reach the people that are in the middle, that are on the fence of being like, something's not right.
Yeah, like, because who wants to be in an echo chamber? Republicans. Right.
Democrats, the two-party system.
Yeah.
The two-party system. So what does conservatives need to do, or the libertarians or the Republicans need to do, is they need to put together and put forth, like, for example, Tulsi Gabbard. That's a woman who ran and single-handedly destroyed Kamala Harris's chances of becoming president.
Yeah.
She ruined it by destroying her in the Democratic primaries by debating her.
Yeah.
Ruined her. And what did they do? They took away any sort of support or airtime for Tulsi Gabbard and Andrew Yang, mm-hmm. two Democratic candidates that have since left the Democratic Party.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a big deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A month ago, a couple weeks ago, however long, recently.
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard, who came out, and I mean, I highly recommend go to her Instagram page, go to whatever. But
she did a Tucker.
I can no longer support the current Democratic Party. And that's what people need to do with the Republican
Party. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Run on your own damn morals.
Right.
Vote for the people that you align with. Who cares if it's Democratic? Who cares if it's Republican? Literally put some time and effort into knowing your candidate. Mm-hmm. But what can Republicans do? What can conservatives do? Put someone that isn't so aggressive, someone that's well educated, that's eloquent, that can easily have a conversation with you and make you see that, hey, there's multiple sides to every story. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing, the ship we're sailing right now, the course we're on, it's not sustainable.
No, it's not. So how do you see Arizona becoming with Katie Hobbs as governor?
It's the same thing I will say that when Biden was elected, same way I think Katie Hobbs was elected. If this is the case, I am going to be praying for her, and I am going to try to throw all the support that I can behind her and hope that she doesn't do what my fears think she will.
Well, she's not. She's obviously not doing anything on her own accord.
Sure isn't.
She can't even give an acceptance speech without it being written and her reading it. So we know that she has hammered.
Right.
So how do you suspect to make, like, you're going to support who? Her?
No, I said pray for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to give her whatever support that I can if it's something that I believe will be better for Arizonans.
But what happens for the things that she does, it's not going to be good. What do you think? Do you think she's going to do things that are not good?
Things have to get worse before they get better.
Well, or...
No, you think things are going to be... Do you really think that with as bad as things have been since Trump's last year in office, because COVID started about 8 months before the end of his year, or before the end of his term.
Mm-hmm.
From the time that COVID started to right now, think about all the crazy things that have happened and how quality of life has since changed. And in my opinion, for the worse. That wasn't enough for people to kind of just put their foot down and say, I've had enough.
No.
Right.
It is so crazy.
So it needs to get worse.
Well, this is what I think. Obviously, I think things are going to get worse. My opinion on this.
And but I'm holding out hope and faith that she has some sort of come to Jesus moment.
Well, here, let me tell you my come to Jesus moment happened in March of 2020 when I was at the emergency room nurses station sitting there and overhearing people talk about how they're grounding planes and the whole world's getting on board with this lockdown and travel isn't really going to happen unless necessary, like that kind mm-hmm. of thing. Mm-hmm. And I literally looked up and I was like, Lord, this is what I'm supposed to pay attention to, right? This is what I was hearing as a little girl. Like all of these things.
Red flags popping up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is biblical. Then never before in the history of the world has the whole world got on board with one narrative. Right?
That's not true.
What? Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
When?
The whole world then on page.
The whole world.
Yeah, no, that you're correct. That the whole world. I was thinking, you know, certain regions, certain areas.
Antarctica is affected, for Christ's sakes.
I hear you.
Okay? Yeah. They shut down.
You're right. The whole world.
The whole world. So that to me was absolute biblical prophecy. And from that point in time, I just continued to just let my faith guide me and pray for him to use me. And because I needed to live in his will. Every single thing that was happening, Jay, you were in the emergency room, the mask, all of the psych patients that were coming in, right? Through the all these measures that were happening, the vaccine, all of that. That's why you left. That's why you left the hospital, because you're like, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going back to bartending. And good thing you did it, because you make more money. But hold on, let me finish my thought.
Yeah.
So we go through all of that. And throughout that whole time, people are being called out, right? People are being called out to speak out in spirit and in truth about what was going on, because we were killing people. We're still killing people, right?
The measures that were implemented, yes.
And so for me, that just
based on best practice.
None of it, or ethical principles.
Or evidence.
Yeah, it's all censorship propaganda for one purpose. And population control, right? Yeah,
control.
I can't get into
it. It's like you're going on so many tangents about everything. And that's the problem. Not with you. I'm talking about with people and how they're feeling over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, boom, boom. People are waking up. Lights are going off. Red flags are starting to pop up. People are like, wait a second. Something's not right.
Well, and I think to get to my point is that what wasn't right? All of these Christians, so-called Christians, all of these churches, lukewarm Christians, they got called out. And they were, and it says there's going to be a great falling away, right, in these times. And has that not been?
Do you know how the churches I was that none of the churches, we're talking about all across Christian denominations. Not one. You had a few pastors, but not one major church. The Pope, the head of Christianity, not once came out and said, nobody can tell you that you cannot, that you can't congregate in order to worship.
Yeah, nobody stepped out. I mean, you did. You had like Jack Hibbs.
I said pastors. I said pastors.
Not pastors.
Church.
So churches. That's what I think. I mean, I think that
insane.
It's a spiritual awakening for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, right? And for those that don't, there's just going to be more of a falling away. We are going to see so much evil, because as we're entering into these times, the Holy Spirit is going to be backing off. You know what I mean? And you can already tell that it has, because we have transgender, we have overdoses, we have sex trafficking, we have all these things that people all have heard about that are doing nothing about it. So evil is taking over.
That is how you also know, like you equate that to biblical and religious prophecy. That's what you and I both have our full faith in.
Yeah, the word of God.
So you know what I mean? So if you and I are led by that conviction, fantastic. And I hope other people find that love. Pray for it.
Yeah.
However, for the people that don't have that, for the people that don't have that, they need to understand and realize that this is the fall of an empire. This is literally the fall of an empire. You look at like the Roman Empire and how they fell. Oh, I forget which podcast it was that I was listening to, but they detailed at the end of the Roman Empire, you had pedophilia running rampant. You had men cross-dressing.
Mm-hmm.
You had women that were acting like men.
Yeah, the pagan.
All the pagan. You start going down that, and you're like, that's how the culture was. And it's because tough times create hard men.
Mm-hmm.
Hard men create good times. Good times create weak men. And so the cycle continues.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, we believe and we have faith and we understand the word of God. We've been saved.
Mm-hmm. Born again.
But for the people that don't know that love or his love, look at it from a historical standpoint. Look at where we're at as a country and where we're at as an empire and how the decline from our height of greatness and where we're at now and what that looks like and why.
Well, because they took God out of, the public square, right? I mean, this has been a great conversation. Thanks for coming over on my birthday.
You're done?
With my peanut butter whiskey.
Are you kidding me? We could go on for another
three hours. It goes so fast. Well, yeah, I mean.
So we'll have to do this again.
We definitely have to do this again. I love talking to you. You've been such a blessing to me. And I know I told you that, you just celebrated your birthday a month ago and I gave you that letter. And you've been my rock, through all of this. And
I tell people all the time, though, you and I being literally 16 years apart in age,
mm-hmm.
I tell them all the time, I'm like, she's my mom. That's my mama. Like, I'm her baby boy. Sure. There's that. But at the same time, like, there's a friendship that's cultivated.
Yeah.
And the respect of understanding that, like, you're your own person, I'm my own person. But the tools and the blessings that I've been given in that upbringing, understand, like, I'll never forget when I started to question faith and everything like that. I was maybe between 9 and 11 years old. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. You're like, this is what we've always done and what we've believed in. You've been raised in the word of God and, gone to church and we try to read scripture and yada, yada. But if you have any other questions, any other doubts, you have anything, go out and explore it.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was raised with that set with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I have been able to expand my worldview and understand that, like, man, there are a lot of variables, there are a lot of things, but I've been given the tools necessary in order to succeed. And it's because of you. So, that's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.